Vayter in Shasvir and Daf Gimel, picking it up on Gimel Mod Aleph, 2, 4, 6, 8, who do we, about 13 lines down. Last word is the word Shmuel, Amar of Shmuel bar Yitzchak. So we're going to see a statement by him, who's going to make a pretty bold one, about our discussion yesterday about what is the actual minimum that a shear of a sukkah is necessary in order for it to be good. And he says that it's Rosho Rubo V'Shulchanah, which comes out to about 7 by 7 Tfachim. We're going to have two different versions of discussions that are about to happen right now against our Shmuel bar Yitzchak, and then we're going to attack him. We're going to come to show that maybe that's not at all what it's talking about, based off a Mishnah that we're going to see in Daf Chaf Ches. That's going to be big time, and then he's going to come back to show, not true, I'm still alive, and really what I'm saying is true, and then the Gemara is going to put those two together. That's a Techisur Mechsera, which is going to actually make everything fit very nicely. Then we're going to have a Braisa. The Braisa is going to say a number of different things. I don't know how many, about, 14 things or so, and we're going to ask who's the Braisa going like, and we're going to show that it could be going like two different, we're going to say it's like one, and we're going to say no, it could be even like the other. All right, good. And then we're going to break down that braisa, which is going to take us to the end of the daf. Here we go. So starting off, like we said, on a daf, Gimel Amud Aleph, last word in line is Shmuel, about 13 lines down. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Shmuel Yitzchak said, Halacha, the halacha is Srikha Shteh Machazekas Rosho V'Ruva Shulchana. The halacha is that the sukkah has to be a minimum of Rosho Ruva Shulchana, his head, majority of his body, and his table, which we say is about 7 by 7 tfachim. Okay, Amalei Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says, "Kiman, who are you going like? Kebe Shammai? Are you telling me you're going like Be Shammai?" Now, before we go any further, let me share with you a Mishnah. It's found in Daf Chaf Ches. The Mishnah says as follows: that is, Mi Shehaya. I'm going to read it out to you. Mi Shehaya Rosho Virubo B'Sukkah. Someone who is head and the majority of his body is in his sukkah. V'Shulchan B'Sukkah Bayis. But his shulchan, his table, is in the house. Beishame poslim. Beishame says it's pasul. Oh, must mean that you have to have Rosh Rubo Vishulchano. He's saying without that, it's going to be pasul. Ubeisila machshir, and they say no, it's kosher. And then we have a discussion back and forth about what happens. Now, our point is that we do see over there that Beishame is the one who says that Rosh Rubo Vishulchano is something which is going to be enough, and therefore it's going to be good. But if less than that, then it's no good. It's going to be pasul. So he seems to be saying over here, are you telling me that you're paskining like Beis Hillel? What's going on over here? Paskin Beishame? That doesn't make any sense. We go like Beis Hillel generally. So come on, Beishamai, going like Beishamai. So Amalei says back to him, Ella, come on, who should I go like? Like, what do you want me to do? The Taka right. Yes, we're going like Beishamai. That's version one of that story. Igadarmi, some say this story a little bit differently, that Amar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba comes along and he says to Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, when Shmuel Bar Yitzchak comes along and he says this statement, the halacha is the minimum shear of a sukkah is Rosh Rubo Shulchano. He says, Damar Lach Kemani, who are you going like? Who's the one who says that? Amalei says back to him, Beishamehi. Velotozuz Mina. It's Beishameh, and back off, because that's the halacha. Now we go on the attack. We're going to attack Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. So at the end, you should just know where we're standing is that we're holding like Beishameh, not like Beis Hillel. The Gemara is going to end off like this, by the way. This is going to actually make sense. And Tos is going to point out that this is one of the six cases that we go like Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai over Beis Hillel. Here we go. Generally we go like Beis Hillel. This is one of those cases. Matzkefla Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak comes like Akasha on Rav Shmuel by Rav Yitzchak. Mimai de Beis Shammai u Beis Hillel basukah ketana pligi. Why is it that you established that the Mishnah Daf Chaf Ches is there, the machlokas is about what's the minimum shear of a sukkah? You're basing what you said based off the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel and assuming they're arguing over minimum size of sukkah. Who says? Maybe they're actually arguing over a case when it's a big sukkah, where he sits by the entrance and his table is inside the house. And it's a way of eating they're arguing about. Nothing to do with the size of a sukkah itself. That Beis Shammai or goes there. They're worried that if you have your table in the house, that you're going to be pulled after the table. You're going to lean forward to grab some food. You're going to end up eating inside the house. And Beis Hillel or not goes there. Maybe that's the machlokas, in which case you're going to have no raya that it's teaching you the minimum measurement. Let's read inside. Mimayi Beis Shammai Beis Hillel b'sukkah ketana pligi. Dilma b'sukkah gedola pligi. Remember they're talking about a big sukkah. That's a machlokas, not the minimum. We could go into Yosef Apuma de Mitulsa. That's v'shulchano b'sukkah bayis. This guy's sitting by the edge of that and by the opening and the sukkah of a sukkah and the table is inside. And in such a case, Beis Shammai Savri, they say, Gazrin and Shammai Yimashich Acher Shulchana. You're going to get pulled after it. Beis Hillel Savri, Lo Gazrin. And they say, they're not Gozer, in which case there is no Raya. And by the way, I'll even show you, there's a Diuk to show that that is the case. It has nothing to do with a small sukkah, in which case, when you come along, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, and you're trying to say that Beis Shammai is the one where you're learning from, the Mishnah itself is Meduyuk over there where you're learning it from, not like that machlokas. That the machlokas is not about the size. Rather, even if it was bigger, it's another under issue of that you're going to get pulled in. But Deikanami, we also could take a look from the, it's also Meduyuk. We could learn it out from it. The Gatani, what does it say? Misha Hayarosha Veruba Basukha, Veshulchana Basukha Bais, someone whose head and his body are in the Sukkah, and his table is inside of the house. Beishame Poslin, Ubeis Hillel Machshirin. Beishame say that it's Pusel, and Beis Hillel say that it's Kosher. Interesting lashon to use. V'im isan, if you really want to say that it's actually talking about the size, it should have used a different lashon, not a lashon. It should have said machzekes ve'ina machzekes mibayle. It should have used the lashon of how much it's machzek, how much does it hold, how much space is there. Since it doesn't have that lashon, so therefore it seems more likely that it's talking about a way of eating and not the size of the sukkah, and therefore you have no raya. Oh, so we pretty much just knocked them out of the park. We just knocked Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak out of the park, saying that halacha, the minimum shiur of a sukkah, is Rosh Hashanah b'Shulchano of 7x7 tefachim, and that he's learning it from Beis Shammai. Pretty much knocked them out. Says Gemara, really? You really knocked me out? Oh, really? Are you telling me they don't argue in the size of the sukkah itself? What are you talking about? Of a sukkah katana lo pligi? They are arguing. V'latanya, we learned in a b'risa. Machzekes Rosh Hashanah b'Shulchano kesheira. Tanakama comes and he says that if a sukkah is machzek Rosh Hashanah b'Shulchano, it's kosher. Against Rebbe Omer, Achiba Arba Amos al Arba Amos. He says, no, it's going to be 4 Amos by 4 Amos. But nonetheless, what do we see? We see that there is the Tanakam over there that's telling us a bit machzik, something's machzik, and has that lashon over there. So for the Baruch, he clearly is a size thing. And the Tanakama says, Rosh Hashanah b'Shulchano. V'tan Yidach, however, we have another Baruch, which says, Rebbe Omer, Kol Sukkah She'en Ba Arba Amos al Arba Amos Psula. Any Sukkah that's not 4 Amos by 4 Amos is Pusel, which is what we just said in the previous one. The Chacham come and they say, seemingly the same as the previous ones, Afilu Eino Machzekes Ela Roshel Verubo Kishera. Even if it only has Roshel Verubo, it's Kasher. Interesting. V'ilu Shulchano Lokatani. It's just Roshel Verubo, but it doesn't necessarily say Shulchano. So what do we see? At the end of the day, we see now this is a Kashin Hadadi. Right? It sounds like from the second verse, you don't even need a table, and even smaller than 7x7 is going to be good. But we got ourselves a dilemma now. It's a stira in the Chachamim. No, we can learn out that these are two different people. It's not the same people. Ha, Beishamai. That first Brisa sitting with the table is Beishamai. And the second one is Beis Hillel. And ha, Beis Hillel. Even if it's less than that, it's still going to be okay. That was Beis Hillel. Kum toch ois. What comes out, though, at the end of the day? They do argue in a small sukkah. Right? Nice try. And therefore, since they do argue in a small sukkah, so then we see the Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak's statement actually still stands and still is alive. And he says he's passing like Beis Shammai. And it goes weiter with this. Mar Zutra comes even brings a diuk as such. Mar Zutra, Masnisa Nami Deka, we also see from our Mishnah itself. Midikitani Beis Shammai, Posel Beis Hillel Machshirin. But the fact that it says the words that Beis Shammai are Posel and Beis Hillel is Machshir. Interesting. V'im Isa, and if you want to say that the Machlokas over here, it was really talking about the table Zach and not the size, you're going to get pulled over by the table, then that would mean that there's no inherent issue with the sukkah itself, right? The sukkah is fine, right? So why it should have used the lashon of your yotze or not yotze, being that it doesn't do that, but it says the lashon of pus of pusel and kosher. What does that show? That shows that they're actually over the problem with the sukkah itself. It must be talking about size, right? V'im isa then b'shami omer lo yotze b'shilim yom yotze. Yotze mi barile. That's all Shin should have used. In fact, doesn't do it. So there we go. And actually, he is still alive and well. Frektig Marva, Elakashia, Mishahaya. But we have a Lashon, don't forget, of Mishahaya, meaning someone who has head inside and the table inside, suggesting that it's referencing a way of eating. So which one is it? Is it a way of eating or is it a size discussion? The diuk of the Mishnah, you have the diuk that can be made both ways. So we're kind of stuck over here. What do we do with this? It says Gamari. Don't you worry about it. Li'olam betarti pligi. Really, they're arguing in both. There's argument in both of them, size and manner. Size of the sukkah and manner of eating. Really, both they're arguing. Pligi besukkah katana, or pligi besukkah gedola. They're doing with the small one in terms of the sukkah itself, where it's kosher, and with a bigger one in the way in which you're eating, whether you're getting pulled over or not. V'chisur mechzera, v'hochi katani. And we're lacking, it's missing a little bit. And this is really, really what it means to say. Mishal yerosh avru besukkah. Someone who has his head and the majority of his body in the sukkah, v'shulchan b'sukkah bayis, but his shulchan is in the house. V'shami omer lo yotze, you're not yotze. Obeisel omer yotze, v'shul say, you are yotze. That's a discussion of manner of eating. So where are you going to get pulled in? That's why he says it's going to be no good, and Bishel says it's fine. He's not goes there. And if it can only hold your head and your rove, your body alone, that's it. Then Bishel, Bishamay Poslin, or Bishel Machshirin. One pauses, one answers, in which case, one Machshirs, in which case we see the Machlokas really is in both of them. And we end off them in the end, that Roshul Bar Yitzchak survives. And he says, I'm going like Bishamay, like we mentioned, Tulsa says, one of the six cases, we go like Bishamay over Beis Hillel. Okay, now with that in mind, we now go into another Brisa. We were going to ask, who is the author of this Brisa? We're going to see 10 different cases in this Brisa, and then afterwards we're going to break them down. First, we're going to try to figure out who is the author of this Brisa, and then after that, we're going to break down and work it through. So, it says, Man Tanil Hod Tanarbana, who is the one who taught the following? Bayis She'ein Bo Arba Amos Al Arba Amos. If you have a house, a structure that's not 4 Amos by 4 Amos, Potter Min HaMezuzah. Number one, is Pater from a mezuzah. You don't have to put a mezuzah on it. Number two, umina maiko. You don't have to put a fence around the top of it. There's halacha, there's a pasuk in the Torah that if you have a roof on top of a house, that you have to put a fence up over there. But over here, we're saying you don't have to do this. Number two. Number three, ve'enu mitame b'negoyim. It can't get saras. You know that a house can become, it can get saras on it, but not if the house is less than 4x4. Ve'enu nechat v'bate arechoma. Number four, it doesn't fall into the category of bate arechoma. Now, there's halacha that generally a house that's sold in the walled city of Yerushalayim, that the owner has 1 year to redeem it. And if he doesn't, then the buyer gets to keep it and doesn't go back to the original owner by Yovel. But this doesn't apply if it's less than 4x4. The original owner can always redeem it, and it goes back to the original owner by Yovel. And he doesn't get out of war duty because of it. And we know someone who just built a house, the pasuk says, someone who just built a new house, you don't have to go to war. And you can't, it doesn't need to contribute a loaf of bread to the Eruv Chatzeros. What's an Eruv Chatzeros? That is, if you have a bunch of houses in one courtyard, then the Chachamim said that you have to go out and combine all of them together to be like one house. And what you do is you everybody in that chatzer, in that courtyard, would take a loaf of bread, put it into a basket. They would take that basket and they put it into one of the houses. And it was like they all lived in that one house. And therefore, you can go and you can carry from the house to the chatzer, from the chatzer to the house, and you can go to different houses as well. Ve'ein ma'arvin bo, but this one doesn't have to go and be part of that whole shtikl toida. Ve'ein mishtatvin bo, and also doesn't have to contribute to the shtufe mivos. What is shtufe mivos, you ask? I'm glad you asked. The answer is very similar to the concept of chatzeros. Shtufe mivos is, let's say that there's, you're walking into, from the Shusarabim into an area, alleyway, that's known as a mavoi we spoke about. Let's say it's a mavoi sasum. This would be not so complicated. It's like a ches, and as you walk in, there's entrances on your left, in front of you, on your right. In your left, there's a courtyard. In front of you, there's another courtyard. On your right, there's another courtyard. And they have each one, they have the two houses in each. So you have your, you have to do the Erev Chatzeros, you know, if you want to be able to go from one house to the other house inside one chatzer. And you have to do something called a shtufe mavos, if you want to be able to carry from one chatzer into another chatzer entirely through the mavoi. And that's known as a shtufe mivos. In such a case also, they would take different food and everyone would take it and they'd put it in the actual courtyard itself. So they don't have to be part of it, part of the process of that. And not only that, it can't be used to put the Erev Chatzeros into it. We're going to see in a minute, though, the Gemara is going to go into a butt, but the Shtufim Mavos, you can put in it. Oh, we'll get into that. But you're not allowed to put the Erev Chatzeros in it. And not only, you can't put them inside of it. It can't be like housing it. Beep, turn the page. Give them a base. Ve'ein osin oso ibur ben shte ayaros. You're not allowed to make it quite literally as pregnancy between two cities. It can't be used as a pregnancy link. What does that mean? That means that we know you're not allowed to walk outside of the Tchum Shabbos. Every community, from the last house, you're allowed to walk out 2,000 amos. What happens, though, if you have a last house, then you have another house, and then another house, it just continues the chain, and it can extend the boundaries and the borders ad infinitum, as long as it keeps going, within 70 and two-third amos. But if this is the house, which is in 70 and two-third amos, that itself is not able to be used. It's not good if it is something which is less than dalet al dabed. That's what it means, venos and so ibor, it can't be like impregnated, pushing out the city to be able to continue the Tchum Shabbos between two cities. And brothers or partners don't divide it. Rashi explains, what does that mean? It means that one can't force the other, brothers or partners, in order to split it. Is that enough for each one of them to actually gain something from it? The Gemara is going to later, at the very end of today's daf, going to explain exactly what that means. We're going to see it differently than we just said. Those are the 10 cases. Now, we just had a whole discussion, two different prices. We had the Chachamim versus Rebbe, and we saw one was Beis Shammai, one was Beis Hillel. And Beis Shammai, we know he says it's got to be 7x7 Tfachim. Beis Hillel says 6x6 Tfachim, even without the Shulchan. And then we had Rebbe who says that it has to be Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. So now with this Brisa, the question is, who is this Brisa going like? Lema Rebbe. Let's say it's Rebbe, because Rebbe is the one who says that less than 4x4 is no good. Velo Rabbanan, and it's not the Rabbanan. What does it mean it's not the Rabbanan? When we say the Rabbanan, we're talking about the Rabbanan of that we said there were two different Brisas. The first one we said it says Beis Shammai. The second one says Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says 6x6. Beis Hillel says 7x7. So it must be this is going in the world of Rebbe. Says Gemara, no, I feel it's a Rabbanan. You can even say it's a Rabbanan. Why? Because Adkan look on a Rabbanan hacha. Why the Rabbanan say that less than dalet by dalet, in other words, 6x6 or 7x7 tefachim is going to be good enough? That's Elul Inyan Sukkah. That works by Sukkah. Why? The Diras Arayi, because the Diras Arayi, it's just a temporary shtickle. Avala Gabi Bias, therefore it could be even less than 4x4. Avala Gabi Bias, the Diras Kevahu, which is a Keva de Gazach, then Afilu Rabbanan Modu, the E Isbe Arba Amos, Alarba Amos, Daribe Inche, Vil. It's got to be 4x4 amos. If not, then it's not going to work. It's not going to be valuable for anything. Therefore, it could be either one of them. Okay, now we're going to go back and we're going to break down. Once we understand who it is, great, it can be either one. Now we're going to go back to each of the cases and we're going to try to understand where they're coming from. Amar Mar, Potter min a mezuzah min a mica, ve'ein metami ben egoim. You don't have to put a mezuzah on if it's less than 4x4. You don't have to put the fence on it. Ve'ein metami ben egoim. You can't get saras. Ve'einu nechel bebatei yechoma. It's not considered like the walled city shtickle. Ve'ein chozen alav me'urchem elchoma. You don't go back for war. In other words, you have to go to war. It's not an excuse out. My taima, what is pshat? Why is it that this doesn't help you to get you out of it? The bias ksiv behu bekulu, because all of these have a lushan of bias. Rashi says, mezuzos beisecha, ki sivne bias chadash. So each one of these are saying, if it's a bias, then you're out. You're potter for them. You don't have to do all these things. But if it isn't a bias, then no good. Ve'ein ma'arvin bo, ve'ein mishtatvin bo. Okay, then we said the next thing was that you're not allowed to go and put the erev in it. You're not allowed to put the shtufe ve'ein mishtatvin bo. You can't, it doesn't have to, it itself... doesn't have to be part and parcel of the of adding the bread. Ve'ein meinichim bo eruv, and you're not allowed to put the eruv, meaning the eruv chatzeros, inside of it. My time, oh, I can't put the eruv chatzeros inside. The lo chazi ledira, because it's not something which is roi, which is fitting to be a house. Rashi explains, if you look at Rashi, the lo chazi ledira, v'taima de eruva mefarish be'irvin. The whole pshat is explained in Erevin, daf memtes. Mishum dira de bias shenosim bo apas shel eruv. When you go and you put the pas inside this house, it's like everybody lives inside of it. It's like all the chutzers for one house. If a bunch of houses in one courtyard, you put the eruv of all of them into one house. It's like they all live in that one house. Hilkach bayis deroi ledira ba'ina. Therefore, it has to be a house that is roi fitting to live in. Upas nami yenu tzarech liten. It also doesn't have to be part of the shtatfus of putting bread into the basket to be part of the eruv chatzeros. Kevin delomi. It's not called a dira. Ain't a darbo usir al bnei chatzer. The one living is not going to answer the other people of the chatzer. Shein rishus l'klum. It's not considered like anything. Therefore, that's why it doesn't have to be part of adding it to it. Also, a ruve chatzeros ain mandichen bo. Oh, so then we make a diak over here. You don't go ahead and you're not allowed to put the eruv chatzeros into it. Avashtufe shituf mandichen bo. You're allowed to put the shtufe mevos in it. My time, why am I allowed to put the shtufe mevos? Remember, we spoke of the shtufe mevos. That was talking about when you have different chatzeros with different homes in it, separate chatzeros that all open up to one mavoi, that you have to all come to bring the food together in one basket, and you're allowed to put that into the lesson dalet by dalet. How come? Why are you allowed to do it? Answer is pashut. The lo gara mi chatzer sheba mavoi. This is no different than a chatzer that's in a mavoi. Meaning, what's the reason why we go out and put a shituf? Why is it allowed to put it over there? Because when you're putting an Erev, what it's trying to do is to show that all the people that are living in one chatzer, they're all like they're living in one house. And therefore, you should go and put the Erev chatzeros into a house. But a shtufe mevos, we know that the purpose of that is to bring all the chaserus together, to be all together in this one mavoi. So basically, if you have the shtufi mavos, the shituf, which is in one area, it could even be in a chatzer itself, it's good. So what does it matter? You put it in the chatzer itself, it's going to be good. You put it in that house, it's also fine. The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, pretty straightforward. Eruv chatzerus bechatzer. Shtufi mavoi b'mavoi. You could put the eruv chatzerus into the chatzer and the shtufi mavos, the mavoi, into a mavoi itself. Now the Gemara asks, what? Eruv chatzerus bechatzer. You're allowed to put eruv chatzer in the chatzer. We said, not like that. Well, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, nosin eruvo bebeis shar achsadra. Ooh, Mir Peseth, this is going back to Erevin big time. If you go and you put the Erev into a base Sha'ar, all these different things are used for different purposes, but there were small different areas that people didn't really live in. It was just like where they have a guard that was sitting over there, or it was like some sort of gazebo, or some sort of Mir Peseth, and you put it over there. Eno Erev is not considered an Erev. Someone who lives in that type of structure is not going to mess anyone over because it's not considered anything. Oh, so what do you see? That the Eruv has to be put into somebody's house. You can't just go and put it on the floor. What's going on? So it's going to Elaim. What it means is Eruv Chatzerus Bebayis Shebechatzer. We have to put the Eruv Chatzer in the house in the Chatzer. But Shtufe Mevaos Bechatzer Shemamavoi. It can be in the Chatzer of one of the Mevaos. In which case, definitely can put it in the house. That less than Dala Bedala because it's like putting it in the Chatzer also, which isn't a problem altogether. V'hai Lo Garim Chatzer Shemamavoi. There's no difference between in the house itself or in the Chatzer Shemamavoi. Next, Venus and Ibor Bein Shteiros. It's not going to be. It's not. It can't be used as this. What did we call it? As a pregnancy link between two cities. Dafilu kiborganin lo meshavin lei. We don't even compare it and consider it to be like a hut. Now, what are these huts? What are we talking about? It can't be used as a pregnancy thing because the hut was made out of reeds and grass and things like that. And it was used by quote-unquote fruit guards, people that would be guarding fruits, and by bird hunters, which is good enough to be used as a link to continue the chain of extension of the city. So it can go further. 2,000 amos starts from it. It even does work by a borgenin, but it's not even considered like that. My time, huh? Why is it that it is good by a borgenin, by this little hut, but it's not good by the lesson dalet by dalet? Answer is because borgenin chazul masayu. The borgenin is fit for its purpose. The reason why it was made, Rashi says, "Alinas laila la'adam echad," one person, one night. That's what it's for, to be out there. V'hai lo chazin will say, but this thing is not chazin. It's not really fit to be used. Rashi says, "The chob bayis also l'diras keva tamid." It's a house which is used to sleep in there all the time, and there you don't do it if it's less than dalad by dalad. Therefore, it's no shaykes. And then we have the last but not least, ve'ina achin v'ashutfin cholkembo, and brothers and partners are not cholik it, do not split it up. Now, we learned in Rashi, that when we first saw it, that it means that the brothers or partners aren't able to go ahead and force the other one to go ahead and split it. If it's dalet amos, if it's less than dalet amos, you don't go and do such a thing. So that's the Gemara. Taima de les be'arba amos. The reason that you can't force one to do it is because it's less than dalet amos, right? What does that mean? Less than dalet amos inside of it. It's less than dalet by dalet, which is 16 square amos, by the way. Ha ispe arba amos, but it would be dalad by dalad amos. Then cholken, it sounds like then you would be able to go and force go and to split it up. Says Gemara, but that doesn't make any sense. For tonight, we learned in a Mishnah in Bava Basra. Ein cholken es a chotzer, acheheba arba amos lazeh, the arba amos lazeh. We'll never go ahead and split up a chotzer, a courtyard, which if you have a courtyard which is owned by two people, we don't go ahead and split it up against Bal Karcho, against the will of one of them, until you have that each one of them, it's arba amos lazeh, arba amos lazeh, each one is going to end up with four amos. Rashi explains it's got to be four amos on the inside in order for it to be able to do such a thing. So how could you say that if it's four amos, we don't split it up? But which implies if it's more than four amos, then we would. So we change it up a little bit. Ela Ema, what does it mean? Ein bo din chaluka kechatzer. And you ask, what in the world does that mean? As Rashi says, umahu din chaluka kederav huna virav chista. It's like the following. Damer av huna. Chotzer lefi psacheha mischalekes. A chotzer, a courtyard, gets split up according to how many entrances it has, how many openings it has. This is Rashi explains, talking about a case. Let's say you have two brothers, and they are Yoresh, they have a Yerusha. They end up with a huge chotzer, and in this chotzer, it has four houses. One big house, three small houses. So they go and they split up the houses. How so? One of them ends up with the big one, the other gets the three small ones. So Rav Huna says that the one who has the three smaller houses ends up getting three quarters of the chatzer, because it goes according to how many openings, how many doors you have. And he has three doors that go into his house, and therefore there's only one, so he gets three, another one, and he gets one. And the pshat is because we know that you need space to be able to get into your house, to deliver something, to be able to get in there, and therefore that's the way that they do it. So, chatzer lefi pesachem is chalekes. Rav Chista Amar, Rav Chista says, no sein lechol pesach, pesach arba amos. He says, no, each one gets dalet amos. V'ashar cholken osa b'shev, and the rest of it, you split up equal measurement. Man of Shach, whether you're going like Rav Chista or you're going like Rav Huna, Rav Chista, this wouldn't apply to a chat, to a house which is less than Dal Amos. It wouldn't be even counted in this discussion. Why not? Why is that included? Simple. The Hani Mili Bayis Del Mehavikoi. That's for a house which is going to be there. Rashi says, the Shakil Chilik Bechatzer Bayis Del Mehavikoi Umavilei Lechatzer Lefreik. Masoi, in order to go ahead and to unload all of his goods. Therefore, we give it a courtyard. But hi, this particular one, it's set up that it's going to be destroyed. It's not going to be there forever. It's not usable. Then lo yivan le chatzer, we end up not giving it its own chatzer. And that's what we mean in the last of the 10 statements. And the brothers or the partners don't divide it. It's not part of the shtikl toida of the Rav Huna and Rav Chista. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I wish all y'all a great, great day.